Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
CJ Stroud getting a lot of love this offseason, but does he have a target on his back? John Lopez believes the answer to that is yes. He will explain.
He's got a target on my back.
Now, here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Going to be a good year to watch some quarterbacks, man. Going to be a really good year. So, when it comes to C.J. Stroud, like, people all of a sudden are going to start comparing themselves in their rookie season or their early in their career to C.J. Stroud, which last year we were wondering about that. So, there were six quarterbacks, as we know, taken in the top 12 picks. Stroud's going to go head-to-head with Caleb Williams, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy. That's just...
It's light work.
You think?
It's light work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be a really good year for Texans fans to watch C.J. Stroud maybe stack himself up against... he is going to stack himself up against some of the greatest quarterbacks in the game, but maybe take even another leap. Like, take even another leap from where he did yesterday, because you got those three. Then you got other young quarterbacks. Anthony Richardson, you know, he's going to be compared to C.J. Stroud. They're going to play him twice. Will Levis, play him twice. Jordan Love, play him this year. And then on top of that, you got Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Dak, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Tua, Goff. I can't remember a better season of, like, just quarterback matchups.
No, and I think this it's a good jersey exchange here for CJ.
All of them.
Pretty popular jersey exchange guy, so it's a good jersey exchange here for him. This is a 4 or 5 prime time season for the Texans, I think. And the other thing about these quarterbacks, it's not like these guys are on islands. These are good squads, too.
No.
It's not just the quarterbacks.
Yeah, for sure, but... In a weird way, it kind of makes me feel better about the Texan season. Because, you know, Stroud takes this stuff. We heard him the other day. You're sitting next to one, you know, talking about killers. I think he takes these things personally. I know he's going to take the J.J. McCarthy personally, because McCarthy beat him in the horseshoe in 2022. And then, of course, you're facing Mahomes. I mean, you know, the
he might take the McCarthy the most personally.
He might take the McCarthy the most personally. He absolutely might. But then Mahomes, you're facing him. Could be early in the season. Dak in Dallas and the Micah rivalry and all that stuff. Lamar Jackson, who beat you. Like, I feel better about C.J. Stroud when he's facing the highest level of competition, because he's just one of those dudes.
Well, he's got to have a good squad around him. I mean, it didn't work against Baltimore, you know? I mean, they've got to... Have they helped him? I mean, I think they've upgraded at running back. They've added Stephon Diggs. So they haven't been too CJ dependent, and they've improved the defense. So it would be very, very discouraging if they went into this offseason they just expected CJ to elevate everyone. But I think regardless of how you feel about the draft, regardless of how you feel about the offseason, like as a whole, I would say they've elevated his surroundings and put him in a better position to be able to, you know, go into Baltimore in January or whenever it is and succeed. So I do feel like they have at least improved his surroundings to where he's in better position to be able to perform against these guys.
I also think we're not really kind of taking into account he's going to make a leap from year one to year two. It as great a year as he had last season, I think he can be like miles better. Just because he's not a rookie anymore, it's not all happening at once, coming at him at once. It's his squad. He's much more comfortable as the guy. And then he's going to be facing these guys. I mean, I think CJ is going to elevate even more.
Do you think he's kind of facing a little bit of a challenge, though, in that, I mean, last year he wasn't the number one pick. Hell, he had a damn Cheetos commercial where he talked about being number two. There were some question marks. Nobody was really expecting the Texans to do anything. I do wonder if, while you expect him to come back stronger, there is a lot of love that he's getting. I'm not saying he wasn't always getting love, and really it didn't take him too long to get it around the league. It only took him a few weeks, a month or so, before he was kind of the toast of the league. But this is not similar. Like, the expectations, the questions, the praise, it is a little bit different than how he came into the league last year, where there were at least some question marks. Hell, we didn't even know he was going to be the starter until a week before the season. Now this is just completely his squad.
Yeah. There's nothing really about him that would... No, everybody's susceptible to quote-unquote getting the big head or reading your press clippings, whatever you want to call it. There's nothing about him that would say that he's going to be anything but even more focused and more plugged in. And again, it kind of comes back to the schedule. He knows who he's facing. You know, everybody else says, well, they don't really play against each other. Yeah, they do. I mean, they know who each other, who the quarterback is on the other squad.
Yeah, that's what the graphic is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's all about right there, head-to-head.
Yeah.
How many times do you see head-to-head? This guy's this head-to-head against this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
979 says, I think CJ will have more interceptions this year. He got lucky on a lot of them last year. I think that's probably true.
It's possible.
I mean, he said that himself. So you're not saying anything that CJ doesn't know. There were some times where he got lucky and maybe interceptions could have been had. So yeah, I don't anticipate him throwing as few interceptions last year. I really don't have a problem with it. You got receivers force it to him every once in a while. I don't have any issue with that. No, by the way, the defense is better. So yeah, I could definitely see that. I could see him not being as good statistically, although that's might be a little bit hard to imagine. But yeah, the interceptions last year, I could easily see. You only threw five.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, it could have easily been 10 or whatever, and he'll be the first to tell you that.
Yeah, and more interceptions is not necessarily a lot of interceptions, if that makes too many interceptions, if that makes sense. If he throws 9 or 10 interceptions, but they're moving the ball at a better clip, scoring more touchdowns, having a better – who cares? Like, it's not like he's going to throw 18 to 20 interceptions by any stretch.
We got an update on Tank Dell. Very interesting. We'll give that to you when we play the hits. Very fortunate situation for Tank Dell. Also got some interesting advice from a former NFL player. We'll get into that when the hits are lit, coming up in about 9 minutes. 713 on the text line. Shout out to all the people on the YouTube and the Twitch. If you're not subscribed to the Sports Radio 610 YouTube, go ahead and do that. You can watch the show as well as ride along with the comments. CJ seems like a guy locked in on being great, not famous. Just being great. I guess so. I mean,
you could do both.
You can do both.
You can do both.
But yeah, I don't think he's like changed or anything. I don't think he's gone Hollywood.
I think his priority is being great. But everybody likes
but
to be
famous.
But he
still got Brian Byrne.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're trying to do both.
Everybody likes to be famous.
Main thing, the main
thing. A lot
thing.
Of people do anyway.
Main thing, the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the CJ Stroud line. Keep the main thing, the main thing.
Yeah.
Texans next media availability. I've heard some people ask about that. Seen some people ask about that. It's going to be May 6th, I believe, golf tournament.
Mm-hmm. That's their annual.
I'm sure they'll be asked about Tank Dell and all that. So we'll see that. Does this team really have a big target on their back? Like, I've heard Hunter versus Hunted. Do you think we're the
no.
other? The other problem that maybe we're kind of skipping some steps. You know, we've talked about all these matchups. We're not even really talking about the division. Texans are favored to win the division. I think the AFC South's kind of getting slept on. Texans are damn near even money to win this division. CBS had them at plus 105, which is basically just an even money bet.
Mm-hmm.
Jags are plus 270, Colts are plus 330, Titans plus 8-1. The division's kind of getting slept on. There's not too much excitement out of Indianapolis. Tennessee, they're trying to make themselves sound excited, but nobody's really looking at them as a contender. The Jags, they were supposed to be God's gift to the division. Not a lot of people. Is it possible that the division is getting a little bit slept on? And I'm as guilty of this as anyone.
Yeah, I think C.J. Stroud, as I mentioned here, kind of has a target on his back because all the quarterbacks are going to compare each other themselves to each other. But the Texans, nobody's circling the calendar, you know. Nobody's circling the Texans on the calendar is like, all right, that's the one we got to get. They're not there yet.
Colts might.
Well, no, the division's a different thing. Yeah, I think the Jags might. I think the Colts might for sure. You know the Titans are. Just because of the rivalry that's kind of brewing there. No, the division's a little bit different thing, but I mean, it's not like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is thinking, boy, we got to get to that Texans game, you know, or Patrick Mahomes or anything like that. They're not there yet, but they're going to be, you know, they're obviously going to be in the mix.
Coming up in the hits, an update on Tank Dell, a call-up for the Astros, and the D'Amico factor and CJ factor when it comes to the confidence of some of the newest faces for the Houston Texans. The hits are lit next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.